الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين من أقامها فقد أقام الدين ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Most respected one of my kiram, brothers and elders. Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to have witnessed the Mubarak month of Ramadan, which is not gone far away yet. And after the month of Ramadan, we are now still continuing with the fazl and the karam of Allah Ta'ala. The question to ask ourselves is that whatever opportunities we had in the month of Ramadan to turn to Allah Ta'ala, to make amends for the past, to try and bring our lives more onto the path of deen, the amal of deen, is that still continuing or has that now disappeared or decreased? So that's a very important aspect for us to reflect on, that whatever had alhamdulillah commenced or bettered itself in the month of Ramadan, that must not go in reverse. With the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, those sins that were abandoned in the month of Ramadan, that should not creep in again. That should be abandoned for life. And those aspects of deen that we were unfortunately neglecting maybe before Ramadan, now that the Mubarak month had come, and with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, we began performing our 5 times salah, other good deeds were part of our life, that should continue. So in any case, that's one point of reflection. But to move on to the topic that we have at hand, it's perhaps not a day that goes past that maybe we ourselves don't say it in some way or the other, that we need some help, or we hear somebody saying it. And all the time, there's somebody or the other in need of some help. Whether the help is for some financial issue, somebody has a problem, financial problem, so now he needs help. Somebody has some domestic issue, so he needs some help to overcome that issue. Somebody has some other problem of maybe health issue, so he needs some help with that health issue. And there's a never-ending list almost of something or the other which we need some help with. Or somebody or the other is asking for some help. This is an ongoing thing every day of our lives. We ourselves or somebody or the other is always asking for some help. So to start off with is the reality that dunya is a place of tests, and when there's tests and there is some trial that a person is facing, then he'll need help. Dunya is a place of tests. Allah Ta'ala has spelled this out very, very clearly in the Quran Sharif repeatedly. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. That we've created this insan from a drop of mingled semen, and the whole purpose of putting insan in this dunya, Allah says, نَبْتَلِي, so that we test him. Everything in this dunya is a test. And then with emphasis in another ayat, Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will most certainly test you. And then the various modes and ways in which insan will get tested are then mentioned. So dunya is a place of tests. And in a test, the test comes at different levels. The test sometimes comes in different ways. And when a person is tested, he'll need help. But while Allah Ta'ala has created this dunya as a test, Allah Ta'ala didn't leave insan helpless. Allah Ta'ala created dunya as a test. And in times of test, a person needs help. But Allah Ta'ala didn't leave insan helpless. And therefore Allah Ta'ala has spelt out the prescription for gaining help. So one is the help that we turn to insan, we turn to makhluk. So within certain limits, that too is in its place. It's not forbidden within certain limits. But whoever we turn to help for, provided that that hasn't crossed the line of deen in any way, like for example a person has a financial problem, so he's turning to the bank manager. And what is the bank manager going to dish out to him? He's going to dish out to him the lanat of Allah Ta'ala. Because he's going to now ask for something where he's going to get involved in interest. He's going to be paying that riba and interest on that loan that he's going to take. So that person is actually just merely putting him from the frying pan into the fire. Just that this is part of the test of dunya. That a person can't see the reality immediately with his eyes. That it seems like his problem got solved. But what's coming as a result of putting himself in this haram and this disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, that his eyes can't see now. But Allah has already spelt it out for us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already spelt it out. So the issue is that if a person seeks any help from anybody, but that is going to cross the line of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then he's not getting help. What he's really getting is more problems. He's asking for greater problems. So within limits of Sharia, to ask somebody to assist in something, there's not a problem in itself. There's not forbidden. But no matter who a person turns to, that person too is just as in need as himself. Maybe in some way it might seem he has some greater ease. Maybe he has more wealth. Maybe he has some power. He has some authority. But whatever he has also is only by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and he too is just as dependent on Allah Ta'ala that every other person is. So while it is permissible to ask some help from somebody within the limits of Sharia, the first thing to do is to turn to the creator of dunya, the creator of the universe, the creator of insan, the creator of the one whom we're going to ask for help, to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And unfortunately, many a times, we turn to everybody else, but we forget to ask Allah Ta'ala. So dunya is a place of tests, and the tests will comes in all way, different ways and forms. And Allah has spelled this out in the Quran Sharif, but Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept us helpless. Allah Ta'ala has spelled out the prescription for gaining the help in the Quran Sharif. So in the ayat of the Quran Sharif that was recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is addressing the believers. And wherever this address comes in the Quran Sharif, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, become full ears, all ears. Meaning listen very, very attentively. Allah is addressing the believers. Listen very attentively. Because it is something very important that will follow it. There are more than 100 places in the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers in this manner specifically. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He says, be very attentive to this, because what follows, the whole Quran Sharif is of extreme importance to us. But in these ayat are highlights. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Those who have iman, not those who are deprived of it. Those who have this title of mu'min. When a person is called by a title that he feels good about, then somebody calls him by that title, he feels very happy about it. He feels nice because he has been respected. He has been honored. A person is a very highly qualified professional and somebody addresses him without his title in a formal situation. Then if the person doesn't have the reality of tawazu in his heart, he might be offended about it also. And people take offense too. So there cannot be a greater title than the title that Allah Ta'ala has called us by, that the title of Iman. Allah is honoring every mu'min and addressing the mu'min by the greatest title that he can ever have. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. So now when Allah is addressing his servants by the greatest title they can have, That is also now taking them to the reality that, look, you have this great wealth of iman, and iman dictates that you should now respond. And Allah is addressing you in this manner, then you should respond also. You shouldn't ignore that. You shouldn't just turn a deaf ear to it. You shouldn't just brush it aside like, okay, one of those things. No, you should wholeheartedly and fully respond. And respond by now latching on to what Allah has mentioned. So now every person wants help, and we're turning in every direction for the help, but Allah Ta'ala has spelt out the prescription of help in the Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu. Allah says, oh you who believe, seek help. Now we all want the help. And Allah, who is our creator, who has full power over everything, who's the provider, who's the sustainer and nourisher, who is ar-razzaq, He alone provides rizq. He is ash-shafi. Allah alone is the one who gives cure from illnesses. And Allah is the one who blesses with everything. So Allah is saying now, ista'inu. Seek help. Now seek help. How is that help going to come? What is the prescription? So Allah Ta'ala says, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek help with sabr and with salah. Allah Ta'ala is saying seek help with sabr and salah. In other words, if a person adopts this prescription, then it is 100% guaranteed. Because وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful than Allah Ta'ala? And Allah is not in any need of anybody. Sometimes a person makes a promise, but at the time of fulfilling the promise, he is genuinely unable to do it. He made a promise, but now his circumstances changed. He just cannot manage to what he promised. Allah Ta'ala is beyond any weakness and any deficiency. Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. He has full Qudrat, and Allah is pure from any weakness of any sort. So when Allah is making this promise, there can never ever be any issue about this promise not being fulfilled. There's only one thing that can happen is that we didn't do our part of it. As a result, we didn't see the end result. But if we do what is required of us, what Allah has given us, the prescription, if a person fully takes on that prescription, then it is unlike any other prescriptions of dunya, that sometimes they work and sometimes add adverse effects. Sometimes the side effects are more than the benefit. Allah's prescriptions are not like that. Allah's prescriptions are 100% guaranteed. Now every day we are also seeking some help or the other. We're trying to figure out how to sort something out. I wonder what's to do now. In every issue, Allah has given us a prescription. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Have we taken the prescription yet? So many years of our life have gone. We've been battling to sort so many things out. We've been turning to so many different avenues. Have we turned to the prescription that Allah Ta'ala has given us? Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Now turning to Allah Ta'ala and seeking His assistance with sabr, our understanding is very confined, and therefore we don't fulfill the prescription. Whereas sabr is of three different aspects. One is sabr ala ta'at, sabr in fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's commands. At the time of Fajr, to wake up, forsake that sleep, forsake the bed, and come to the house of Allah Ta'ala and perform the salah. Likewise with Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And in a similar manner, fulfilling all the other obligations of deen, it takes sabr. At that time now, the sleep is overwhelming, with a very cold morning, or whatever the issues might be. So now the person adopts sabr, he puts that pressure on himself, but he doesn't forsake the salah. That is sabr. That's part of this, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. So if a person is not fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, he's shirking in his salah, he's missing his fajr with jama'ah. The month of Ramadan, mashallah, the masajid were full. Is that still the case? Am I still in the masjid? That's a question for each one of us to ask. So now if a person is not fulfilling what Allah has commanded, he has not fulfilled this prescription of sabr. And therefore to now want that assistance, So a person hasn't done what he's required to do, now how he's going to expect the assistance of Allah Ta'ala? So the one category of sabr is sabr ala ta'at. And then together with that is sabr anil ma'asi. The sabr in refraining from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. There's a very strong temptation to commit some haram, to misuse the eyes, to look at some evil and filth on his phone, to go to some haram place, to make ghibat, to lie, to indulge in any other vice and sin. So now that temptation is strong, there's something now dragging him in that direction, nafs and shaitan are pulling him. And in order to restrain himself, he has to sometimes break his heart. And he says, I'll break my heart, but I won't break Allah Ta'ala's command. That's sabr. And a very essential part of sabr. Sabr anil ma'asi. So sabr ala ta'at, he's making sabr in fulfilling what Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Sabr anil ma'asi, he's making sabr in refraining from what Allah Ta'ala has forbidden. And then he sometimes doesn't seem to be winning, with just now adopting that sabr within himself. He'll adopt the sabr by distancing himself from the things that lead to sin. Doesn't matter, I'll do without that smartphone, but I can't afford to be close to it because it becomes a challenge. So now he'll undertake that sabr. Whatever challenges seem to come as a result of it, it's fine. It's better than falling in haram. Because Allah forbid, maut comes at that time. Or the tawfiq of tawbah doesn't come because of persisting in that sin. And always saying, well, I'll sort it out later. And as a result, the thought of tawbah also comes out. And Allah forbid, maut comes in that condition. And these things then become sometimes a barrier from the kalima at the time of maut. That the person persisted in that haram and didn't make tawbah. And now the time of death suddenly comes, the kalima doesn't come on his tongue too. And then the third aspect of sabr, sabr alal masa'ib, there's some difficulty, some hardship. So he adopts it patiently in the sense that he doesn't do anything, doesn't say anything that is against the command of Allah Ta'ala, that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. He bears that patiently, he does what he can do to try and remedy the situation, but he stays within the limits of deen. So now the person is fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's commands, he's staying away from sin, and if there's any calamity, any difficulty, any trial, then he's patient. He is sabir. He is a person who has patience. In the terminology of the Quran Sharif, he is adopting sabr. And he is the person who, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Allah Ta'ala says, those who are the sabirin, they will be rewarded without any hisab, without any accountability, straight to Jannat. So in any case, this person now who has adopted the sabr, Allah Ta'ala says the first aspect of the prescription is ta'inu bis sabr. So now that's the question, am I fulfilling this requirement of sabr? Sabr ala ta'at, sabr anil ma'asi, sabr ala al-masa'ib. And then together with that Allah says, was-salah. Already we have understood that fulfilling the fard, this is part of sabr. Together with that, further salah, was salah. Salah, unfortunately, has become like a routine for us. It's part of, well, if it is happening. And many a person misses it, doesn't think much about it. Whereas this is such a fundamental aspect in a mu'min's life, that in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. That the one who deliberately omits a salah, deliberately, he omits a salah, then literally translated, faqad kafara, he's committed kufr. The muhaddithin explain that it doesn't mean he's forsaken his iman, but it means he's committed such a major sin that it is not behoving of a mu'min. It's something only a disbeliever is expected to do. Because he's got no iman, what salah he's going to perform? So the fard salah, there can never be any compromise on it. To the extent that Shariat has even given the leeway, a person can't stand for any reason, he's so sick and ill, okay, you sit and perform it. You can't even sit, you're lying down, you can't even sit up. then you perform it with the indications of the head, but you perform the salah. Person is unconscious now, he's unconscious, nothing can do. He's totally motionless, then he's motionless. But as long as he can make head movements, he'll perform his salah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ma'asum Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, who was at the peak of every good, so the peak of sabr, where no, the whole ummah after the whole, every human being put together, everybody's sabr put together can't come to one fraction of the sabr of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Ista'inu bis-sabr was in his life at the highest level. But salah he still adopted with that. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ بَادَرَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Anything became a source of concern, a worry, some issue, he hastened towards salah, towards nafil salah. Sometimes we've asked, done everything, we even run around for ta'weez here and there. We didn't make two rakat salatul hajabat. We've asked people for this kind of advice and that help, and so many things have been done but didn't turn to Allah Ta'ala in two rakats of nafil. A person's got a financial problem and he's got another domestic problem on top of that, and he's got some social issues, and then he's got some health issues, and he's got problem upon problem, but he still didn't ask Allah Ta'ala by two rakats nafil salah also. So the first aspect is a sabr, and together with that is salah. We look at our deen, that in all kinds of situations we have been directed towards salah. There's a solar eclipse. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gathered the sahaba and got busy with salah, and very lengthy salah. Until the eclipse was now over, salah continued. Salatul Kusuf. There's a lunar eclipse, again perform salah. Salatul Khusuf. There's drought, then everybody is told, please get together, and you go out into the outskirts somewhere, Salatul Istisqa. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala for the rains to come down. Person has some matter that is of concern, some very important decision to make, some major thing to now conclude on some way or the other. So he's told, now get the barakat and get the help of Allah Ta'ala in your decision. Make Salatul Istikhara. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to teach the Sahaba the dua of istikhara, like they used to be taught surahs of the Quran Sharif. And then any need, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Salatul Haja. And then the detailed dua of Dua'ul Haja. In every situation we have been connected to Salah. Ista'inu bis sabri was Salah. And the Sahaba didn't make two rakats. What was the quality of their Salah? We can't imagine. But they didn't make two rakats and fell, well, okay, we did our job now. They made nafil upon nafil, and they saw their solutions coming. But they were sabirin at the same time. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Comes back to the first aspect first. Person who's truly got sabr in his life, sabr ala ta'ah, sabr anil ma'asi, sabr ala al-masa'ib, all the different facets of sabr. Allah says, Inna Allah ma'asa. Allah is with him. Allah's special help is with him. And dunya is a test. If that test is meant to come on him, Allah will grant him the courage and the sabr, and will also open the way out for him. And in numerous ayat of the Quran Sharif, repeatedly sabr. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being told, when the kuffar said many details to the explanation, but things that were very hurtful, very painful, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. You adopt sabr on all their, whatever they are saying. All these hurtful statements, these things that are causing you grief, and the rejection, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Adopt sabr. And then together with that, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. Make sabr, and then engage in the glorification of your Rabb. Sabbih here refers to salah. Qabla tulu'i shams, before the sunrise. Which salah is that? Fajr salah. We want all the help, we're sleeping through fajr. Qabla al-ghurub, and before the sun sets. Asr salah. These are the two more difficult salahs for people. So if these two are taken care of, inshallah, the rest is very easy. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, make sabr on what they are saying. But at the same time, you turn to Allah ta'ala, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. You turn to Allah ta'ala in salah, morning and evening, and in between whatever other salahs are there, obviously that will come along. In several other ayat, a similar message is being given. So now we want this help of Allah ta'ala, we want this relief from our problems, everything Allah has kept in salah. Now let us ask ourselves, the month of Ramadan, what was our position? Alhamdulillah, inshallah, it was like that, that there was a very vast improvement in our attendance for salah with jama'ah. All our salah was being performed. Now, hardly 1 week, just over a week has passed now. And what is the position? Are we still 5 times a day in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala for salah? Ramadan went, Islam hasn't gone. Iman hasn't gone. We are still the believers who Allah addressed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. We are still the same people who won the help of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has kept our success in salah, our izzat and honor in salah, our relief from problems in salah. We want our shifa and cure from issues that is in salah, and our relief from all the issues, but provided that ista'inu bis sabri was salah, and the salah in the correct manner, salah in the quality that is required. So now we have all the issues, we're looking for the solution, but the solution is spelt out. And this solution Allah Ta'ala gave us, which we repeat in every rakat of every salah, where we ourselves declare, Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Iyaka na'bud, Ya Allah, you alone do we worship. And Iyaka nasta'in, you alone do we seek help from. First is ibadat. And this ibadat is the complete obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Iyaka na'bud, now that Iyaka nasta'in will bring its effect. When we have submitted ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah forbid as insan, some slip up happens, some mistake, then there isn't any delay in sincere tawbah with true remorse and regret, not a moment of delay, and turn to Allah Ta'ala. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Every rakat we are repeating this, let us reflect on what we are saying. Dear Allah, I am worshipping you alone, submitting myself to you alone. So therefore I am seeking your help alone. And this help in obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I need your help. Therefore, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. So in anything, whether it is our iman, to stay steadfast on it, our a'mal, to be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, to refrain from what Allah has forbidden, and in all our issues of dunya, in everything we are totally in need of Allah Ta'ala's help, and that help, how it will come, Allah has clearly prescribed it in the Quran Sharif, spelt it out for us, but we are always looking for something very, very, some complicated solution to things, something that sounds very, very fancy. Somebody talks about salah, we are some small little muzakara taking place, a talim that taking place, there's some virtues of salah being read. All these things I know about it. All these things I heard many, many times. But how much is it in my life? How well am I performing that salah? With what kind of heart is in that salah? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I adopted his practice? إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ بَادَرَ إِلَى السَّلَاةِ. When anything would concern him, he would hasten towards salah. Where am I hastening to? Person is saying, I say, I'm feeling depressed. So he was feeling depressed, so what you hasten to? Say, well, I hastened towards the phone. And I started watching some filth to try and overcome the depression. That is the worst kind of depression will come with it. And very often that's where it's coming from. But now this is the kind of things we're looking for help in. It's like a person looking for coolness inside a fire. He's feeling very restless. So now to feel comfortable, he decides to jump into a fire. That's going to burn him. Allah has kept that coolness, kept that help, kept that success, kept that prosperity, kept everything, ista'inu bisabri was salah. This highlights all the things that we have to bring into our life. This is summarized in this. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give me and all of us the tawfiq. Make us among the true sabirin and among the true musalleen. Those who perform their 5 times salah, adult males is wajib with jama'ah. unless there's a valid shari reason, and fulfilling all the requirements of deen. This is what we are required to do, and we'll see the help of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.